New regulations by the Texas Parks and Wildlife put deer breeders in one of three categories based on whether or not any of their penned deer had been exposed to other deer that had been diagnosed with CWD at the Texas Mountain Ranch near Hondo. Those sets of categories determined if a deer breeder could sell their animals and caused some confusion amongst buyers at the auction. Auctioneer Vance Runnels.
When the news hit, we were struggling with what to do with our catalog because folks were unsure. They didn't know what they were going to do. In that process, we realized, hey, if we give them a little time, we're not going to be able to mail the catalog. Folks won't get it on time before the sale.
And while this season CWD panic may have caused a 20 to 30% drop in the price of deer, others like David Grainer from the Perfect 10 Whitetail Deer Ranch near Junction have found a way to sell a byproduct of the animal instead of the whole deer.
You know, a lot of guys out here will still want to breed with, you know, and do artificial insemination. So they'll go ahead and they'll do their breeding and buy semen. The bigger the deer produces, the healthier it produces, the more the semen is desirable. And the semen on a mare may not be worth much money. I mean, it could be worth a couple hundred dollars or it could be worth $5,000 or $6,000. The question is how well does it produce?
Like others, Grainer was able to replace the deer that he had been planning to auction with the sale of deer semen from some of his champion bucks. He says the semen doesn't bring in as much money, but it also doesn't contain CWD. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.